This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. High-tech has become must-have for the holidays, and joining us to look at this season's hottest high-tech items and to suggest some useful and entertaining gift ideas, our Definity Partner Solution Architect and Partner Dave Hatter and Northern Kentucky University Information Technology Specialist Phil Horney. So what's on your technology wish list this year? Give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can also email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Phil and Dave, good to see you this afternoon.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to be back.
Thanks, Mark.
So Phil, let's kind of start with some of the top things on your list. What's really cool this year? What would you highly recommend?
Well, I like toys. I've got some younger kids, age 14, and last year on the list we had this Sphero Ollie toy, which is this globe that you can control. And now they have the new Star Wars version of that, which is the Sphero BB-8 Star Wars droid. And it's just like the BB-8 in the movie. It doesn't have any legs, any arms. It just has a head, and it rolls around exactly like in the movie.
Okay.
It's super cool.
And what about you, Dave? What's the super cool thing on your list?
Well, there's a lot of cool stuff out there this year, Mark.
You can't top his, though, can you?
Probably not if you're going for sort of the wow factor, because, if you've seen the previews for Star Wars, you've seen this droid thing. It's kind of like a rolling soccer ball with a head on it. It's pretty cool. I'll tell you one of the things that I think is pretty interesting. Having jumped around numerous times, it probably doesn't have the cool wow factor of Phil's, but jumped around from numerous cable companies, internet service providers because of various quality issues, connectivity issues, and my computer has decided not to cooperate. It's an antenna. Phil, look up the name for me there. You got the list. It's an antenna that basically allows you to get high-definition TV over the air from the digital signals that are out there now.
Okay.
So if you couple that with something like Chromecast, which I think is another one of our items, or Roku or Netflix or any of the different ways you can get TV now, if you want to watch local over-the-air TV, you can set this thing up. It'll give you 1080p, and it's like $22. So while you'll still need an internet connection for your Netflix and so forth, thank you, Phil, the WineGuard FlatWave Micro HD antenna. For $22, I think it's pretty cool, actually, and I'm seriously considering.
You're not making any friends with the cable companies or the satellite TV companies there right now. So.
I know that, Mark. I don't think they like me anyway, because I can't seem to get any kind of quality service no matter who I use. So
they know
seriously considering switching to this thing. And, it would save me a lot of money in what I'm paying for cable, most of which I don't watch anyway, because a lot of it is not very good, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got your dig in there. And I was going through the Black Friday ads, and I came across one that just amazed me. Target actually had a drone that was on sale as a Black Friday special. Now, it's the first time I've ever noticed that. Is this the first year that drones are going to be a big thing?
I mean, they've been around. I have some friends that are really into it. Honestly, it's not something that interests me that much. I think it's going to come on really strong here in the near future, because the price continues to drop and the capabilities have gone up. I mean, I went out with my buddy that's got one of these things, and I will admit it was kind of cool. It wasn't cool enough that I could see myself really doing it for any extended period of time, but it was kind of cool to watch him.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Phil.
The drones are so neat. And there are a lot of newer low-cost options out there. I mean, you could spend big bucks.
I think the one I saw was almost $400, Phil.
Right, so. And there's some that are $1,200, $1,300 that can stream 4K video. But they're just going to be up and coming, and there's also going to be some new legislation coming along with all these drones to kind of safeguard the skies. And so, I don't know. Will it be a good idea next year? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I think drones are interesting. There's a $50 one. I think one of us put it on the list. It might have been me. It's an Israeli company. It's literally like a paper airplane with a little tiny cockpit in the front that's got the brains of the thing and a little battery for its motor. And it's got like one propeller, and you kind of like throw it, and you can fly it around with a free app on a phone. It's literally $50. So, if you crash it, you're not out a whole lot of money. I guess that Phil brings up a good point, though, with the whole legislation thing. And I don't know if either one of you two happened to see the story. There's a hideous story in the news recently about a toddler who got hit in the eye with the blade of a drone, and it literally blew out his eyeball.
Oh,
I mean, he's
no.
now blind in one eye. Yeah. So, because if you see most of these, it's like the four motor thing, and there's no, any kind of case around those motors. So, anyway, it's just interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where this goes, and there's a lot of privacy implications.
Yeah, definitely.
Too.
My wife has a permanent scar on her chin from a drone.
So, not yours, I'm sure.
So is this something, any thoughts on getting a drone as a gift for a kid?
Good idea, bad idea? I can tell you that.
Yeah.
If you get the ducted fans, these have guards all the way around them, a lot safer than just the open-bladed drones.
And I think the number that I heard, too, was that there were going to be something like 1 million drones given as gifts this year. So that just absolutely amazes me.
Yeah.
Now, see, a good counter gift would be one of the EMP guns so you can shoot them down as they're flying over your house without violating your local anti-shooting ordinances. Sure they do. Just read a story about that, too, how police are starting to buy these things for this kind of use. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what the range is, but that could be kind of fun.
An EMP gun, electromagnetic pulse,
exactly.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Seriously?
Seriously, look it up.
Okay. Now, for young kids, what kinds of things are specifically out there for them? What would be high on your gift list for kids?
Well, there's always the educational stuff. I like robotics. They've got these Cubelet 12 electronic blocks where you stick them together and you can control them via Bluetooth for your phone. You can stick Lego blocks onto them and build other neat stuff with them. And they're just really kind of fun. A little bit expensive, $330. If you're looking for something just for your kid, Amazon Fire Tablet, $50.
And I thought this was kind of cool. For folks my age that might have younger kids, and you know, you think back to your old slot car racing days.
Yeah.
This is the Anki Overdrive racing kit. And this is kind of cool because it kind of combines Phil's idea of robotics. You get these little cars and this track you can make, but you can control the cars from an app. So it's kind of the next generation of the old slot cars. When I was little, I loved those things. It's like, how far can I shoot this thing across the room? I'm trying to take that curve too fast.
I get the G-plus cars.
And this thing is not super expensive. It's only about $150. It comes with 2 rechargeable cars and 10 pieces of track, and obviously you can buy more. So I thought that was kind of cool because it really is somewhat of the next generation of some of these old toys that we used to play with.
Got anything else on the kids list?
Well, I already touched on my paper drone. Again,
yeah,
that's $2.
That's
almost worth it.
Last year, we had a Little Bits brand thing, and now they have Gadgets and Gizmos, which they're little magnetic bits. They kind of connect together with magnets, and they do different things. This new kit has it's kind of a cause and effect thing. So you've got a fan, you've got a light sensor, and the more light you apply, the faster the fan spins. Neat things like that.
And, you know, for those who've had younger kids in recent years, I'm sure you're probably familiar with the Leapfrog brand of products. You know, they make a lot of it is now more tablet based, but, you know, they've got a lot of good, more educational toys. If you're looking for educational stuff and you don't want your kid just basically plugged into the internet all the time on a tablet or something, again, it's really geared towards younger kids. But I think, you know, some of the stuff they make is pretty cool and certainly worth checking out. I know when my kids were younger, they seemed to enjoy that.
What are your thoughts, Dave, on 3D TVs, virtual reality goggles? Are those things going to go anywhere?
3D TVs, as far as I know, and Phil's probably more qualified to talk about this than me, haven't really taken off as far as I know. It's not interesting to me. I can't imagine myself ever spending money on that. And especially if it requires any kind of additional device for me to use it, I can assure you it would be lost or destroyed in my house in less than 30 seconds.
Right. And you're paying a premium for a 3D TV as well, and there really isn't that much content available for it. Now, as far as virtual reality goes, that I think is going to be really big in the next year or two. Oculus Rift is going to be out probably Q1 next year, but that's pretty expensive. You can get right now the Samsung Gear VR, which is powered by the Facebook Oculus. And the only issue with that is you need to have a high-end smartphone like a Samsung Galaxy S6 to power it, but it's only $100. So if you've got the phone, you can snap it onto these VR goggles and away you go.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Phil. I think, you know, I'm not exactly sure what the time horizon is, but I think you're going to see this VR thing take off with a lot of really interesting potential consequences as a result. I'm not sure where all that's going.
Yeah.
It's
VR,
interesting.
VR is definitely going to go somewhere. I definitely don't always talk up Microsoft products. In fact, I know Dave is not a big proponent of Microsoft, but
I've come around actually.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got some really interesting and cool products. So one of them being the HoloLens. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a demo of this, but it projects holographic images on whatever you are looking at. So look for that next year. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, kind of imagine like Star Wars when R2-D2 shoots out the little Princess Leia, and, you know, when they're down on Tatooine. Since Star Wars has already come up once and you can't escape Star Wars now everywhere you look. That's pretty cool. And I agree with you, Phil. I mean, the Xbox One is a great product. Kinect. Microsoft has come a long way in the consumer space with a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is relatively inexpensive. You know, for $500, you get like two games with Xbox One. And if you haven't seen any of the newer games, now again, you talk about an awesome time sink for yourself or your kids where like you wake up, you look up, it's like, wow, it's dawn. I've been playing this game all night long and I got to go to work. You know, so there is that aspect of it, but it's pretty amazing what that thing can do.
But the holographic device isn't available yet.
Not yet.
I'm disappointed.
But I've seen demos of it, and it looks amazing.
Oh, I wanted one. Okay. Not going to get it this year.
Soon, though. Mark.
Soon. That's soon.
Okay. We'll continue our conversation about high-tech gifts, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. What's on your high-tech wish list this year? Definity Partners Solution Architect and partner Dave Hatter and Northern Kentucky University Information Technology Specialist Phil Horney join me this afternoon. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. Email talk at wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Staying on gifts for kids, what are your thoughts on educational tech gifts for young kids?
I think we touched on the LeapFrog products. Yeah. There's a ton of those things, like the LeapPad, educational apps for the $50 Amazon tablet. You've got just so many options. Just go to...
Yeah, there really are. And there's so much online content, too. I mean, I have a second grader, and now a lot of the stuff that he brings home from school is geared towards, like, go to this website and use this special calculator to do X, Y, or Z and write in the results. So... Yeah, I think Phil makes a good point. For $50 for a tablet, that's a pretty good, powerful tablet. You know, you're opening yourself up to a world of content you would be hard pressed to get any other way. Of course, you're opening yourself up to the whole internet to some extent as well. But you can get some amazing educational content for virtually $0 with a tool like that Amazon tablet.
So, what would be your favorite low tech gift for a kid? Lincoln Logs, perhaps? Or
do they still make Lincoln Logs? I loved Lincoln Logs when I was a kid, and I liked Tinker Toys even better.
They were good if you wanted to learn how to make things and design
loved
things.
Tinker Toys. Yeah.
The Rector set. You can still
Rector
get Rector
set was good,
sets.
Too.
What about specific gift ideas for teenagers?
Well, teenagers like to, you know, get out and about, despite the fact that people think that they're online all the time. The Swagway X1 personal transportation device. I've seen a couple people riding this thing. It looks pretty cool. You just stand on it, and it's got a little controller, and you go. It's got its automatic gyroscope, kind of like the big Segways. It goes about 10 miles an hour, and it's pretty neat.
And is that essentially a... what they're calling a hoverboard nowadays? I mean, I've heard that term used.
Okay. Yeah, no. I actually have a friend who said she got her kid a hoverboard as a gift.
Yeah. The hoverboards, there's a new one that just came out a couple days ago. They're still relatively high dollar, and I don't know if you can use them. I haven't seen a lot on them, but there were special skate parks that you had to use these hoverboards on.
Yeah, I've never seen one, and I'm not exactly sure how it works, and I wasn't sure if this kind of crossed over into that realm or if this is more like an actual Segway without a handle.
It's more like an actual Segway without a handle.
What about some other teenager gift ideas?
Well, I know from my teenagers, one of the things in here that I would say kind of overlaps into the just general nerdy gift, plus I think teenagers, you know, I have three teenagers of varying ages, and one of them is, unfortunately for the world, sort of a miniature copy of me. So I think back to the day when I was a kid, you go to the mall and you go in Spencer's and they'd have those speakers that would like change colors, you know, like the funky 70s disco lights in the speaker. Well, JBL's got this new thing now. It's a portable Bluetooth speaker. And this thing basically has an LED lighting system in it. So, you know, like my kids are always listening to music. They love these Bluetooth speakers and that kind of thing. You know, your little powered amplified speaker. I personally like this thing because it lights up, and of course, you know, it'll change the lighting to the music or its environment. It's, you know, we talked about the Philips Hue before. It's similar to that, except a single speaker, and it's only about $200. So, you know, again, if you're looking for something that's not ultra expensive, and I think would be really cool for a kid that likes music and or maybe has that sort of funky edge to him, this, I like this thing. I hate to admit it, but I like
DJ or something like that. And it reacts to the music, so it's pretty neat.
That is cool.
My kids, they all listen to headphones all the time. So they've always got earbuds in. They never hear what I'm saying to them for the most part. So I figure, well,
my wife does that though too.
Yeah, and they go through your buds pretty quick. Yeah. So, but you can get some really nice the M-Rice E300 earbuds. They sound fantastic. They sound as good as earbuds costing $100 or more, but you can get them for between $17 and $25 a pair, depending on the color and the options.
We got a call from Jeff. He wondered if you would repeat the name of the HD TV antenna. He was wanting to know what that was.
Let's see. The HD
WineGuard.
WineGuard flat microwave micro HD and antenna.
And those run, like you were saying, about $22 or so?
Yeah, about $22.
Okay. What about, you know, if you're moderately tech savvy and you're neither a person like me who just is low tech completely or somebody who's a nerd and really into technology. What about the people who are in the middle? Are there gift ideas for them?
I got one for you, something I'm just completely addicted to. If you already have a smartphone, you're half the way there. And if you'd like to get a gift that I think also has some educational and productivity value, it's Audible from Amazon. I'm absolutely addicted to this thing. It's basically book reading software. So if you like to read, but you maybe don't have as much time to read as you'd like and want to maximize your time in the car, at the gym, cutting grass, whatever, you really can't beat Audible. It's an Amazon product. It's free to try. You can download one title for free. But it's got some amazing features, like it'll sync itself up across multiple devices. And one of my favorite features is you can change the narration speed. So depending on the particular book and that narrator and how fast you can take it in, you can crank it way up or crank it way down. So, I mean, you might be able to listen to it. If a book's 12 hours, you might be able to listen to it in 6 or 4, for that matter.
I can get through War and Peace really, really quickly.
I am completely addicted to this thing. I wish I would have invented it.
Well,
Audible.
I like wearable devices. I mean, you've got a ton of options there. Apple's got their watch, Samsung Gear, Google Gear. You can get a lot of different options with those. Microsoft has their Band 2 out. A lot of options there. That's a great gift. Now, I don't necessarily recommend fitness trackers because, you know, what kind of message does that send to somebody that you are giving a fitness tracker to?
Wait a minute. This was a gift from my family, so I'm wearing one of those things. What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
What is my family saying? So that would be one of the things maybe on your worst high-tech gift list?
Definitely. You know, it's a good gift for yourself, a fitness tracker. But a wearable device includes all the options of the fitness tracker and so much more. You know, check your email, see your text messages, all that sort of thing.
How big are the smartwatches going to be this year?
They have taken leaps and bounds. So typically, you would look at the Chinese market and see how much they're knocking off these big-name products. And last year, they weren't really doing it a whole lot, but now there are a lot of knockoffs, which means that the market's taken off.
Yeah, for me, I actually had someone give me a Samsung watch, and it's really big and really clunky, and I just personally don't get enough value out of it to fool with the thing. I'll just stick with my phone. So I'm one of those old codgers who just says, so far now, I do have a Fitbit, and I love it. I'm actually somewhat...
Who gave that to you?
...addicted. I bought it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So someone wasn't sending me a message, you know.
Okay.
But you could argue, Phil, that they're giving it to you because they love you, and they want to incentivize you to, you know, get out there and get healthy so you stick around longer.
I guess.
But it's all about the spin.
Yeah, when you see that Fitbit in the drawer 6 months later, you'll know what message that sent.
Well, what about non-tech savvy people? I mean, that's my category. I mean, what do you get for them that they might like and not stick away in a drawer and not look at for 10 years?
Yeah, well, I had this on my list last year. It's still a great gift option. It's the Click-Free C6 500 gig backup. You just plug it in, and it backs up all your important files. I mean, people do not make backups of their home computer. Most people I know don't do it. Maybe they use Carbonite, but this is so much easier. You don't have to have a subscription. You plug it in, it does the backup, $90.
And I totally agree with Phil. I mean, I see this all the time. People don't back stuff up. They lose critical stuff. They lose stuff they can't replace, like family photos from vacations and so forth, because obviously there's more and more digital content out there now. For $90 for something you can literally kind of plug and play, you know, press and forget, you can't go wrong with that, because it literally could be the difference between catastrophe and, oh, it's no big deal. I got a backup. I get a new computer. I plug it in and I'm good to go. So I think that's a great recommendation. One thing that I thought was kind of cool, again, for your non-tech savvy or maybe older folks who want to relive their glory days of vinyl, the Crosley Snap USB portable turntable. It's relatively inexpensive, about $185. It'll play all the standard vinyl, 33, 45, 16
nice.
And a half. For us old guys like me who still have some,
you still have
some
your
Kiss
vinyl.
Records that have the like, Hostess donut powder on them for me putting them on the turntable back in the day. But it comes with some speakers, and it's even got a USB port. So if you want to convert your vinyl to MP3s or something, you can. So you could, like, you know, have a party, whip this thing out, break out your old Bing Crosby or, you know, Elvis Does Hollywood 68
yeah.
or whatever you got, and you're good to go. So I thought it was really kind of cool and relatively inexpensive.
Or you could also, you know, just listen to your portable content on your iPad Pro, the gigantic iPad for people like me who have terrible vision.
And see, think how cool that turntable would be with that JBL speaker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That
Get
would
some,
be very
some
cool.
Elvis specific lighting or maybe some Christmas specific lighting going.
Sure.
Dave, you travel a lot. Dave, what are some ideas for people who are on the road a lot?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff out there for business travelers, too. One of the things I liked was this hub, because a lot of times if you're on the road, you know, you've got all kinds of cables and gadgets. You got a phone, you got a tablet, you got a computer. They got all these different cables and so forth that go with them. This is called the Anker PowerPort for USB charger. So instead of having all these different chargers and so forth, you know, it's fairly small. You can plug all your devices into this thing, and depending on the specifics of the device, it may charge some of them faster than their original equipment manufacturer chargers. And it's $26, and it's small and portable. So I think that's a pretty good gift because it gets tiresome carrying all these cords around, or worse yet, you forget one of the friggin' customized chargers that you need.
Yeah.
And now you're like, now what?
Well, in case you forget this, you can always go with the Tylet Energy 5K Plus battery pack, because then you can just plug your device into it. It's got 5,200 milliamps of power. It's $80. Take it with you, plug it into whatever device, and get a good charge out of it.
So what if you had money to burn, if money were no object, what would be on your list there?
Oh, that's easy. LG 4K OLED TV. That's brand new this year. It's their first flat screen TV. It's OLED, which is organic LEDs. Looks amazing. It's expensive, about $6,000.
Okay.
How big is it, Phil?
That's 65 inches.
So it's a pretty good-sized TV,
yes.
Even with all that technology.
Yes.
$6,000, 65 inches, and looks really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Dave?
You know, I don't know. I'd probably try to find like a really tricked-out Xbox One-type configuration and some kind of sweet TV like that. I don't play that many video games anymore. But there's some really amazing, like the new Star Wars Battlefront game is pretty awesome. You know, my kids play this stuff, and I wouldn't mind having my own space to go where I don't have to, like, compete with them to even get on the thing. So something like that probably. And, I there's so much cool stuff out there. There's so much automotive-related stuff now and just cool stereo equipment and convergence of all these different technologies. You could easily spend a lot of money if you had unlimited
for sure.
funds, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we can't forget this. We know that Phil does not like the fitness trackers.
The Fitbit gift.
Right, the Fitbit item is a gift. What else is on that worst list?
Well, blackberries.
Blackberries.
Like, who wants a blackberry?
They still make those?
They still make
Believe
them.
It or not,
they even have a new model that just came out recently, but I think the company's about done for. They've been shedding off parts of their business for a while now, and I don't know how long that's going to last.
I'll tell you one thing that I would put on the good list that's cheap and simple, Tile. Tile is a tracking device. You know, it works with your smartphone or over the web, and you can attach it to something, and basically it's a smart tag that will let you find out, like, where is the remote that's always lost at my house, or where are the car keys that always seem to be lost in my house. It's $25 per Tile. So if you find yourself frustrated all the time looking for things, or you're getting old like me and can't remember where you put things,
like
or
remote.
You just have kids that do stupid stuff like hide things, apparently, you can get these Tiles and very easily track things down, save yourself a lot of time and frustration.
I wish that would work with my children.
Well, yeah, that's an even better idea, Phil.
Right, find your kids. Well, your cell phone does that nowadays, too, though.
Yep.
I always know where my kids are. Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Mark.
Definity Partner Solution Architect and Partner Dave Hatter and Northern Kentucky University Information Technology Specialist Phil Horney. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Kevin Rawinski was the technical director.
I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU. In our age of inexpensive assemble-yourself furniture, high-tech plastics, and 3D printing, you might wonder why anyone would spend the time and effort to make furniture out of real wood by hand. But there are more than 5 million woodworkers in America doing just that, creating beautiful and functional items for sale or for their own enjoyment. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll look at the art and craft of woodworking. That's Friday afternoon on Cincinnati Edition at 1 o'clock on 91.7 WVXU.